On March 31st, hundreds of employees learned Frontier had fired them when they received postcards in the mail informing them of the decision. Other workers have complained of shorted and bounced checks. Managers say their pay was cut by 15%. Chris Tippery, a cook, was on workers' compensation for an injury before the coronavirus crisis began.
I guarantee the original owner is flipping in his grave right now, because it's just, he was about family. He was about it, and this is just not.
He's referring to Jim Haslacher, the company founder, who died in 2015. Gretchen Stye was an assistant general manager at Jim's. She says she's concerned with the culture of dishonesty at the company, and she agrees with Tippery. Jim Haslacher always treated his employees well.
I will never patronize a Frontier Enterprises establishment again. That's how strongly I feel about this. And Jim's has been a part of my life always.
Haslacher's son, Jimmy, told TPR he encourages concerned employees to call human resources with problems. The company says it hopes to bring back employees at a later date, and it says problems with paychecks and salaries were computer glitches and that managers will be reimbursed. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.